producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us. We'll give you our toll-free number and the Skype username to which you can connect to get on the airwaves and talk about stuff. With you in the studio tonight, you got me, Ian.
And Conan the Libertarian.
And Conan, you and I are in a little bit of a competition here tonight. The, it's not anything too many people care about, but Keene, New Hampshire is having its municipal primary today, and we happen to be doing a show from and live in the municipality known as Keene, New Hampshire. And you and I are both running for at-large council seats.
This is true. A whole bunch of us decided to, not when I say us, I mean people in the community, decided to run. It's usually not that many. There's not much participation. There's much apathy. People just don't care. This time around, something's different.
You think
I think that. Well, when I read all the candidates who are in the primary had their questionnaires printed in the local paper here, and I was expecting to see a lot of freedom people, liberty minded people. But not really.
Were you expecting to see a lot of liberty-minded people running in city council race? I mean, this is Keene, New Hampshire. It's like the far-left town in New Hampshire, literally and also
figuratively. I was being optimistic, Ian. Now, when I read the questionnaires, I realized, nope, it's the same. It's the same bunch of fools, yahoos, that usually run, and they have an agenda. And they will get their agenda accomplished by using government to do it for them. This is stuff they don't want to do on their own. They don't want to start a charity on their own and raise the money to do these. No, they want to get into government and use taxpayers' money to fund the projects that they care about.
Well, that's what they've been taught to do. I mean, that's what people are raised on, the idea of, well, they do this in school with elementary school students. If you could be a legislator, what would the law be that you would pass, kids? Nobody ever asked the kids, hey, what law would you repeal?
Right, and I think they just, did they actually get that accomplished here in New Hampshire where that was the question they asked the high school kids or the middle school kids or whatever, but did someone change to where if you could... What is the dumbest law that New Hampshire has passed recently?
They did that. Yeah, that was actually started by a Free State Project participant who is a Seacoast state rep.
Yeah, that's more like it. I mean, the book is
sadly,
growing.
Sadly, though, he didn't get very many entries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because the law book is growing, and it's complicated, and you have to go to school for 8 years to understand, what's actually going on. How about getting rid of some of the laws? I mean, we need simple laws.
Right.
I mean, look at the laws of voluntarism. Do unto your fellow man as you would have do unto you, and all voluntary interactions are the way to go. And that's pretty much it. Don't hurt your buddy. Don't hurt your neighbor.
And that's, to me, that's the goal of running a political campaign. Now, I did not put any effort into my campaign beyond filling out the questionnaire from the local newspaper. Mm-hmm. You have actually put signs up around town. So you're putting more effort into it. So I hope that you beat me this time around.
We'll see. I've only run a couple of times. Every time
goes up.
The numbers go up.
Right, so we can talk more about it.
So it's all about name recognition. So I've only been here for 3 years.
Right.
So we'll,
I'm on my now coming up on. I'm into my 10th year. I guess I'm over 9 years at this point. Not quite 10. Joe is with us in Alabama. You can call in about anything, and that's what Joe has done here tonight. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Good evening.
Hi there.
I noticed on your Free King site that Daryl and James won an award from ACLU. And in Alabama,
not entirely accurate, but go ahead. I'll correct you in a moment. Go ahead with your question.
But the ACLU in Alabama has always had a bad – the news makes it out like they're bad folks. Can you shed some light on how they help people?
Oh, sure. So just to clarify, though, I was Daryl and I. Daryl is our Thursday night co-host, and myself and James Cleveland, who is also known as Robin Hood here in town. He's another Free State Project early mover. We were all invited to an awards dinner. That does not mean that we were receiving the awards for the evening, but for me, it was an honor. It was an honor to just be invited. You know, that to me was an acknowledgement that, you know, we've been a part of something that has been happening here with the ACLU in New Hampshire. Now, I can't speak for the ACLU of Alabama or any, I mean, I can't speak for the ACLU of New Hampshire, but I have experience with the ACLU of New Hampshire, and I see them time in and time out at various different hearings at the State House testifying in favor of more freedom, testifying in favor of stopping the encroachment of government onto various different liberties, from everything from increasing the power and the scope of the police over our lives to ending the insane war on drugs or the war on marijuana, for instance. They're great on those issues. They're big proponents of free speech. The ACLU of Massachusetts actually took up my case. They're proponents of the freedom of the press. They took up my case in Massachusetts where I was arrested for recording video in a town hall. They won and got a settlement out of that town for $5,000 in that case. And there's just case after case after case. They do a lot of legal work. You know, the ACLU, their main thing that they do is when people are being oppressed, they will take their case. They will take it pro bono because a lot of people who are being oppressed are the people who cannot afford to pay for an attorney.
This is true.
And they have a lot of attorneys that are not, they're not on staff of the ACLU. The ACLU in New Hampshire only has one attorney on staff, their head attorney. Every other attorney that works for the ACLU is just sort of like a donor attorney, if you will. They donate their time to the ACLU. They take on a certain number of cases every year for them. And ultimately, if they can get a payout from the state, then they'll take a cut of the payout. But they are working as pro bono attorneys.
A question. In Alabama, who are you receiving the bad news from? What organization is saying the ACLU is probably Fox Radio and Rush Limbaugh and whatnot?
The big thing here, they fought for the Ten Commandments in the courthouse here, and then also
they fought for it or against it?
Against it. They had them remove it.
Yeah, and they should have done that. I mean, that's the right thing to do from the separation of church and state perspective. Otherwise, if you allow the Ten Commandments, you have to allow the Church of Satan to come in and put up their Baphomet statue.
Right. Well, that's why in Alabama, because, you know, it's a Southern Baptist type place, and so, you know, of course, they want their state, so saying it's not interfering with church and state, but in a way it is. But that's the reason, you know, being a more of a religious type state, that they put a bad name on somebody that's just trying to make it a level playing field.
Yeah, and I think that's another difference between a lot of southern states. I'm from the south originally, as are you, Conan,
mm-hmm.
New England. Even though people in New England are religious, there's, I think, a little less of organized religion here. It's not quite as popular. And the people who are religious seem to be more interested in kind of keeping it to themselves than maybe down in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, they're
part to be by yourself. You know, it's between you and the Lord, our Heavenly Father. It's not my neighbor. I mean, of course, we want to try and influence our neighbor to some degree, but it's a personal thing. And if they see something in you that they want to ask you about, that's what religion's all about. It's not a push. It's like, let's share.
I totally agree, Joe. Anything else I can clarify for you tonight?
Yeah, one other thing. Darryl W. Perry wrote a book on the rebel. And in there it stated about these schools. Y'all talked about that earlier. And if they did more private school, they do a better education for less money than the government. And that's just the statistics, that people do better if things were privatized.
Yeah, but their defense every time is, what about the poor kids? Who's gonna teach the poor kids, because they won't be able to afford private education? I don't believe it either. They're standing. Well, of course, the first thing that'll happen when everything is privatized is the tuition will go through the floor.
But already, Conan, there's a private school in the town next door to Keene, Westmoreland. Mm-hmm. As I understand it, that charges $1,500 a year.
And there's one in Swansea as well. I mean,
it's already cheap.
You have proof right across the river there, and. You know, but no, we have to support protect the poor kids. Otherwise, they're going to be on the streets.
It's ridiculous.
Doing what they do.
It's a ridiculous claim. I mean, look, if people care, I think the fact that people are concerned about that shows that they care about the poor. They want to help. So, great.
As long as you don't say it's charity.
Yeah.
Because it's not, because you're taking the money from me. And I didn't agree. I don't agree.
voucher. They talked about that a little bit in Alabama about doing a voucher system.
Yeah.
Charter schools.
There's actually, it's a little bit better.
There's actually an interesting development in New Hampshire about that. I've been meaning to blog it. I haven't gotten to it yet, but it's on my short list.
Croydon.
Mm-hmm. There's a town in New Hampshire called Croydon where there's a Free State Project participant, an early mover, who's on the school board there. They have started to basically give vouchers for private schools, and the state of New Hampshire is now suing the Croydon school board over that. So that is in effect right now. Thank you, Joe, for the call tonight. If you want to learn more about the Free State Project, I suggest you go to freestateproject.org. We can talk about the latest on the Silk Road case, Ross Ulbricht, and the unsealed transcript.
What? Going back to my victim thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old Silky Terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio. Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump free, pimple free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. It is campaign evening here, or campaign night, whatever. I guess the eve is the day before.
Yeah, we're waiting for the polls. Mr. Darrell, who loves this kind of stuff, is happily awaiting the results at City Hall. He'll be coming in here any second now. He'd be...
Not because any of our listeners care who wins the at-large council race, but we're in the race. You and I, Conan, are in the same race.
We're both libertarian-leaning, and it's a big thing when the freedom types run for office. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I don't really want to run for office.
Me neither.
Because I don't want to... Because
I don't want to take office. If by some miracle I actually won, I don't think I could even take the office, Conan. I couldn't swear that oath.
I know. I've looked at it, and I'm thinking I would lie. I might ask him to take...
Cross your fingers behind your back.
Exactly. I might ask him to take the God thing out. I can go as a Quaker or Amish or whoever. Someone gets...
Is God in there? I don't pay attention to that part. The part that really bothers me about the oath of office is swearing allegiance to the United States of America and the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah. It's not just the Constitution. It's the actual state.
The state.
Yeah. It's... I'd have to lie.
Yeah.
But I would do it. But, I'm not running to make decisions for other people. I'm not that guy, because I believe that the only people out there capable of making decisions for themselves are themselves.
You radical.
I mean, I don't want your money. I don't want to make decisions for you. I don't want to, I want you to keep it all and make your own decisions.
You just want to end public education. You hate schools.
Well, the public schools in our area is what's killing us the most. It's more than the city, twice as much as
the
city.
You hate kids.
Yes, I do. No, but I mean, at the end of the day, I am running for office in self-defense, not because I want to protect you, not because government needs to be smaller, the taxes need to be lowered, and the smallest form of government is the best form of government, and I believe in, at the end of the day, I've said that three times now, I'm zero.
The day has ended.
But you can't do things without, it depends on how you define government. Ian, you and I in this room, we're a government. It's not coercive. So I mean, if I am tired of your shenanigans, I can walk out the
door. That's true. You are governing yourself.
But we are. This is, and that's the kind of government that I like. I mean, we come together. We have ideas. We can talk. We can do things and make decisions together. And if we don't like something that the other guy is doing, we can opt out.
You know, you mentioned earlier that there are a lot of candidates that are running this year, an unusual number. I think the largest amount I've ever seen running in a primary here in our Keene, New Hampshire. 16 of them in just our race, the race for 5 seats. They'll whittle that 16 down to 10 tonight with this primary, and then the final 10 will run for the general election, of which 5 will be elected. So I'm hoping that you can make the cut through.
At least to the primary, so I can get some of those radio station interviews that they weren't handing out because there were so many candidates.
Yeah, they couldn't interview everyone because there were just too many of them. So you look at the field of candidates. You got two people from Free Keene. So you and I are freekeene.com bloggers.
Mm-hmm.
There's also two people from Stop Free Keene who are running in the race. And then, there's a couple few incumbents. And then there's some other names.
Who get put at the very top of the list, which is crap.
Yeah, that was a weird thing today. It was actually just one incumbent who was at the top of the list, and then everybody else was in alphabetical order.
Well, one of them was from another ward. I think the one incumbent was actually from
something
another large...
Screwy. But anyway, that aside, the minutia aside, some would say, Conan, that you guys in Keene, you've poisoned the well, you failed. Look, the fact that you have an opposition movement that's running candidates against you in the city council, that's proof that you failed.
I say it's proof that we are ruffling feathers. It's proof that we're ruffling feathers. Question is it a good or a bad thing? And we talk about this all the time. I mean, whatever we do, I mean, there is only one thing that I've seen Free Keene do that has actually gotten recognition, good recognition, and that was Daryl Perry's mayoral debate that he put on. It was very well received. Everything else we do, whether it's holding signs on the road or it's doing civil diffs, in Central Square smoking pot or something, or writing a letter to the editor. I mean, you know, all those things are not received well.
I guarantee you could find somebody who didn't like what Daryl put together because Daryl was in charge of it or because Daryl was asking libertarian.
But if you asked them if they actually watched it, you know, all right, so you don't like what happened? Did you watch it? No, not really. I'm not going to watch anything you guys do.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, everyone else who we've had problems with who watched it, you know, overwhelmingly.
Couldn't find anything to say.
There's nothing. It was professional. It was well done. It was unbiased. What are you going to complain about?
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing, too, tonight if, how many more people this turns out. Because the speculation of the local paper was that the fact that there are so many candidates in this municipal primary election was going to encourage more people to come out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, municipal elections, period, are very poor voter turnouts generally. I mean, anywhere you go in the United States, I think that's a general statement. Maybe there are some areas where they're more popular than others, but certainly in our Keene, New Hampshire, it's usually no more than like 10% of people going to, let's say, the general election. It's probably more like 3% or something in the primary. Very, very low turnout. But I've got the previous year's municipal election numbers, and so I want to get the numbers from tonight. And we'll see if having, you know, let's say, two times the normal amount of candidates has actually turned out.
Yeah, they're going to bring their buddies out. I mean, if you'd ever done the music scene at, like, college bars and clubs, you know, the only people who really come to those events
are the friends
and the families of the band. And it's going to be the same thing. And if you have two bands on the stage, you're going to have less audience. If you have five bands, you're going to have a much bigger audience. I think it's going to be the same in this scenario, simply because there are a lot more candidates bringing their buddies to the table. I think it'll be a good thing for, maybe not you, because you've got name recognition. I'm working on mine.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be good for me because I bullet voted myself.
Oh, nice.
Having a huge spread, I think, makes it harder on some candidates, whereas in my case, I think it's going to actually work in my benefit. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe not so much in the general election, but the primary, I think I'm going to get in. I don't know.
Who knows? You got to try it, though. I mean, you got to throw it up against the wall and see if it sticks. And so you and I have, you know, we've done a couple of different types of campaigns here. You're running a more active campaign with actually putting signs out around the city. It's, you know, key strategic traffic points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just basically doing any kind of media that comes my way, which has only been the newspaper questionnaire, which they also sent to you as well. And so it'll be interesting to see, although I've been here for three times as long as you, so it'll be interesting to see who gets more votes here when the numbers come in tonight. And we will let you know, dear listeners, if either of us move on to the general election and then the extra media that comes because of that. And for me, that's what the purpose of the campaign is to get the ideas of liberty out there. And that's why I'm so disappointed by somebody like a Rand Paul, for instance, who isn't really a libertarian, but yet all these libertarians are giving him all this time and this money and this effort.
He's the lesser evil.
Well, that's right.
And that's really what it boils down to.
To me, it's not worth supporting a lesser evil. I've got a limited amount of time, a limited amount of money.
And evil is evil.
That's right.
You know, it might be a lesser shade, but
I'd rather spend my time and money promoting local liberty-oriented candidates, true candidates who actually care about freedom, because that's where we can make a difference. You're not going to make a difference on the national stage. Just pour in all the millions of dollars you want. $1 million in New Hampshire for all the liberty candidates would be an amazing windfall.
Right.
It's Free Talk Live, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at patriotnecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
Patriotnecklace.com?
Patriotnecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from patriotnecklace.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I want to let you know how to save big time on Amazon. I have done this now. I think 25 orders I've placed over the last 10 months at saveitpurse.com. You go to saveitpurse.com. And you can get almost anything you want from Amazon, you know, anything that's got like the free Super Saver shipping or Amazon Prime, whatever ships directly from Amazon, I think pretty much qualifies to be purchased through saveitpurse.com. And when you do that, you'll save, on average, in the United States, 20%. Now, Mark just, his son got a Lego set at 45% off. I got a Blu-ray recently at 40% off. Another couple of orders. I had to get something quickly, so I ordered it at 20% off. It came fast. That, you know, it's easy to get 20% off because that's the average. The stuff that's like 30 or 40%, you might have to wait several hours to a couple few days. But if you're patient, you can get some incredible discounts through saveitpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. So if you don't yet have Bitcoin, then this could be a reason for you to get some Bitcoin, considering you can save 20, 25, 30, 35, whatever percent off that you can get in the marketplace over at saveitpurse.com. It works very, very well. The maximum discount is 50% off, which I've never gotten the 50%. I have gotten 40, Mark got 45, so it's possible to do some amazing discounts through save at purse.com. And when you enter through save at purse.com, Free Talk Live, will get a very small portion of your purchase price. And I should say, when you go to saveitpurse.com and sign up, after that you can go to their regular site URL and we'll still get the very small amount of credit. So thank you in advance for doing that. Saveitpurse.com. Ian and Conan in the studio here tonight. We'll give you some of the results. They're already starting to come in. Me versus Conan in the city council race. It looks like we're probably not going to make the cut, Conan, but one of us will end this night with more votes than the other. Who will it be? So you can share your thoughts here at 855-453. And then I think there's an important lesson that will come out of this for some of our listeners out there who might be considering making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But we'll come back around to that because there's other important news in the world, specifically the latest from the Ross Ulbricht case. Now, Conan, have you followed the Ross Ulbricht case at all or in any way closely?
I knew that they threw out some of the defendants who were actually...
some of the witnesses?
The witnesses have been thrown out, and yet the case still stands, you know, as it was. No, I don't follow a whole lot of it. I leave that to you and Daryl. I know that... I feel for the man.
Ross Ulbricht is the creator of the Silk Road. He is now in federal prison, sentenced to life in prison with no parole possibility. So he's there for good, unless he can get an appeal to successfully overturn his conviction. And I think he should be able to do this, considering the DEA agent and Secret Service agents, there's two of them, one from each department, who have pled guilty now to basically being totally corrupt. Using their positions in this case to milk bitcoins from the Silk Road site that were supposed to be confiscated by the federal government. They took about $800,000 worth of bitcoins, if I'm recalling correctly. So these guys are super corrupt. They were behind the scenes on the Silk Road. One of them had administrative access and was using that access basically to blackmail the operators of the site, including Ross Ulbricht. There's just all kinds of underhanded, awful behavior on the part of these federal agents that has come out since Ross's conviction. So hopefully that's going to help him overturn this case. But what's being shared now over at motherboard.vice.com's Carrie Paul is the contributor there, and I believe she was the one who was on one of the reporters on the scene during the trial. She writes about a new unsealed transcript from Ross Ulbricht's sentencing. And so there's, you know, new details coming out on the case here. For nearly an hour before sentencing, Silk Road mastermind Ross Ulbricht to life in prison, Judge Catherine Forrest made a sweeping defense of the U.S. drug laws, exhaustively rebuking the idea the online drug market resulted in any harm reduction and countering its supposed libertarian mission, according to a newly unsealed document. She said before sentencing Ross on May 29th of this year, quote, "What Silk Road really was a social market expander of a socially harmful drug that we have deemed in our democratic process to be unacceptable, and it was an enabler of those trying so very hard to get away from it." Ulbricht's defense had argued the site reduced harm because it kept drug deals off the streets and allowed users to share information about drug safety. The transcript from the final day of court proceedings shows how Forrest categorically rejected that claim, outlining the social costs of drug use from an individual level to a mass scale. She said in her statement, quote, "The social costs of drugs are manifest. The user is only one part of the equation. That is where much of this harm reduction argument comes from, and it is focused on the user." I'm going to interrupt here. Isn't that the most important part of the equation? If we're looking at the war on drugs, the purported purpose of the war on drugs is to stop drugs, right? To purportedly stop people from getting high.
From hurting themselves.
Well, not all these drugs are going to hurt you, right? Like, I mean, for instance, marijuana has never been proven to kill anybody.
Or hurting the people around you. Yeah, but people who still defend marijuana laws are going to say that that guy could get in a car and have a car accident and kill some kids. Or he could beat his kids. Or he could kick his dog. Or he could do a number of things.
Have you ever known a marijuana user do any of those?
Well, that's why the whole marijuana argument is ridiculous. Yeah. But, I mean, there are drugs that people, including
alcohol.
Alcohol, which is completely legal.
Right.
Which, upset lots of people, which will drive them into a frenzy, which will, you know, there's a number of things that someone on alcohol could do to damage themselves or their family.
Absolutely.
So, but of course, that's not on the table. But
thank goodness, because people learn their lesson about alcohol, but yet they won't apply the same lessons to all of these other drugs. And I'm sure Forrest, the judge here, is not going to make the argument that alcohol should be added to the Schedule I narcotics list. But she's acting like, you know, that there's, she says this is, the user is one part of a massive, massive worldwide scheme of drug trafficking. And if you sat where I sat, you would see that the user is not the end. So harm reduction focused on the user is missing the point. Well, I totally disagree with what this lady is saying. Harm reduction is about reducing the harm to the user. It's nice that the Silk Road also reduces the harm to the dealers, because mm-hmm. many of the dealers are also just innocent people who just want to provide a product and a, you know, to people who want to buy it. But ultimately, if the concern about drugs is that they could hurt people, if the concern about, you know, heroin is that it could lead to people dying, for instance, and it does frequently, then shouldn't the user be the number one concern? Shouldn't helping those people be the number one goal of the supposed war on drugs?
Well, that's why they believe that eliminating the drug, period, will fix the problem. So, I mean, all right, there's a heroin problem. People kill themselves. They love doing it, and they die sometimes. I know. Let's get rid of heroin. And then the problem will be fixed, right, Ian?
Just make it illegal, and it'll go away.
And, of course, it doesn't work. And it's the same thing that happened with alcohol prohibition. It did not get rid of it. It just made it, it just sent it underground. And, of course, you have instances where, the government was actually, where alcohol was not paint thinner. What was it? The industrial type alcohol was still legal. Still floating around in the market, and people were drinking that crap. And they were dying from it. So, right. I mean, actually moving it underground like it did was actually killing probably more people.
Exactly. And certainly, you know, the Silk Road isn't solving every problem with the war on drugs, but there's no doubt that someone getting a drug from the Silk Road or any of these other underground markets, because remember, the Silk Road was shut down in 2013. It was actually October of 2013 when they took down the Silk Road. Silk Road 2.0 came out. Other competitors came out. Silk Road 2 has since been taken down. Other competitors have either gone offline or been taken down. But there's still more than a dozen of them out there, and they're active, and there's thousands of drugs for sale. So they haven't stopped any of the drug sales. They haven't reduced the harm-reducing effect of these underground marketplaces. But ultimately, one of the problems with drugs like heroin is the impurities and the variance between batches. So one batch may be very, very potent, and then the next batch from the same dealer might not be as potent, and so, you know, then the following batch is 10 times as potent. If the person then puts the same amount of heroin up there in their veins, then they might get a 10x dose than what they were expecting, and there's your overdose.
Yep.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450.
If this ever happened to you, you're applying for some type of loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here, 855-450-FREE. We're sharing with you some of the now unsealed comments from Judge Catherine Forrest. This is the lady, and I almost hesitate to call her that. This is the woman who sentenced Ross Ulbricht to life in prison. She could have given him as, I think, little as 30 years or 20 years, not that that's little. I forget what the amount was, but it was a few decades was the minimum that he was facing. But she wanted to send a message
to all those other underground internet drug marketers.
That's right.
And she did that exactly. How was this information unsealed? Is there a certain amount of time after the case goes by?
I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with the federal court system, Conan, to really be able to give you an answer to that question. I'm not sure. But if you know the answer to Conan's question, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, you can join Mark, our very own Mark Edge, who is actually on a fire call tonight. Is that what the fire department?
Doing his job.
Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Paul Pui, Joseph on Perling, Bitcoin Bell, Stephen Michaels, Tone Vase, and more at the upcoming Bitcoin Investor Conference. We're now like 3 weeks away from this thing. It's October 29th through the 30th. That's going to be happening at the D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. The D Hotel, by the way, takes Bitcoin. So, of course, it's the obvious hotel to hold the Bitcoin Investor Conference, the very first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. You're going to want to go to this thing if you are in the Bitcoin world. You want to meet the movers and the shakers, the other Bitcoin investor types. This is the place to be. Your tickets are available right now. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. And again, that's October 29th and 30th. It's BitcoinInvestor.com. We were sharing with you the comments from this judge, this evil, evil woman, who is justifying continuing the insane war on drugs and ignoring the fact that the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace, the first of its kind, You know, there have been many others since, and there are several right now. They're online doing plenty of brisk business. But the first of its kind online drug marketplace, they sold other things like fake IDs, hacking tools, some pornography, I think. But ultimately, drugs were the real main market segment for these underground marketplaces, and still are. But the fact that what you had with the Silk Road is basically, think of like an eBay or an Amazon or something for drugs, where the sellers have ratings. You know, if somebody rips you off, you give them a bad rating. If they're providing a good product in a speedy kind of service, then they get a good rating. And so you can look at the ratings of the sellers, and you don't want to deal with somebody who's got questionable ratings. So even though the sellers on the Silk Road and the buyers were anonymous, the fact that they still had a reputation attached to their anonymous account was enough to keep most of them honest. And that's not to say that you couldn't get scammed on the Silk Road. There were ways that could happen.
Yeah, this is basically the free market and how it's supposed to be run. You are doing it. You're in business for your customer.
That's right.
And if you rip your customer off or you give them some bad stuff, you're going to, well, both parties are going to suffer the consequences, but you're probably not going to be doing business again. And if you do plan on staying in business, you've got a lot of recovery to do. And that's the way it should be. I mean, there's no bailouts. There's no seconds. I mean, when you screw up, you got to live with the consequences. And this is basically how the Silk Road was working and a lot of these other sites. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's black market, but it is a controlled free market black market where, you know, your ratings follow you, and that's good.
It's really a great system. I mean, even though, again, you're anonymous, you still have a reputation. In fact, when the Silk Road shut down the first time, and the second Silk Road came online, a lot of the same vendors came over from the first one, and they were able to sort of reclaim their old account names.
Mm-hmm.
There was a way that they could prove that they were the original account holder, basically using PGP signatures and encryption.
Right, right.
And so if they could prove that they had the old account names, they would be able to reclaim those old names. And same thing with, you know, the other sites. These same vendors want to keep their reputation from all the old sites, so they keep going under the same anonymous names. And so the anonymity and the competition that came out of that means that when someone were to order something on the Silk Road, it's almost a guarantee. It's almost something you can count on that it's actually going to be as advertised. It's going to be the drug that it's advertised as. It's going to be the amount of the drug that it's advertised as, if not more so.
And it's probably going to be a good price because there's other guys out there doing, they're selling the same stuff, and now you've got competition. So you're not just worried about some dude in the alley and that your buddy in high school told you, hey, you know, there's this guy. Go check him out.
There are some shifty alleyway parking lot drug deals out there, and this takes all of that out of it. And it also takes out the fact that the guy in the alleyway could be an undercover cop as well.
Yes, exactly.
So there's more, you know, the fact that the buyers aren't known to the sellers.
Of course, I guess that could happen. Well, it might happen one time on the Silk Road, and all it takes is, hey, I just got nabbed by a narc. He's totally sold me some stuff, and now they're at my door.
Might not be enough to sink an account, but it would certainly be a bad mark, a black mark on their account. Because the buyer could be making that up, right? So you don't know who's necessarily telling the truth in those cases. But the fact that there's competition means that you're more likely to get the drug that you ordered. And that's where the overdoses come from. That's where the problems in the black market tend to come from. You know, when you look at, when you look at the legal market prescription medications, there are more people that die from properly prescribed prescription medications in this country than there are from all of the illegal drugs deaths combined. Okay, so to put it in perspective, even with the regular black market, it's the legal market drugs that are actually killing more people.
And as far as opioids, we know in this area, a lot of them get hooked on prescription drugs, prescription opioids, and then they
get heroin.
And then they lose their prescription. And, it's much cheaper to just buy it off the street. And then they, of course, it's a horrible, horrible thing. And I don't, there are drugs out there that you kids just need to not touch because they're not good for you.
Yeah, heroin, not so good.
Not so good. I mean, stick with natural stuff that you can, just kind of, stuff that you can pick out of the garden.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Tom is in New Hampshire. I've got more quotes from this judge here in a moment. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Yeah, what would you think of a child who is yelling and screaming because she doesn't get her way, and she's furious, and she picks up a knife and points it at her stepfather?
That sounds bad.
It's, anybody who would point a knife at anybody is bad.
Unless it's in self-defense, and this does not sound like self-defense.
It sounds like someone's throwing a tantrum.
It's what I just did is what I call the possessive adjective fallacy. All I said about it was her way and said nothing about it. If her stepfather is trying to rape her and she's doing all this and points a knife at him, then, of course, that's justified. See, what you get in discussions and arguments is your way. You didn't get your way, but nobody ever says the merits of the argument behind it. Or like when the abolitionists were talking about, what about, you know, instead of waiting until the Compromise of 1820 and then struggling for 30 years trying to reason with all these crazy people, and then all we're going to get is the Compromise of 1850, how about we just start killing slave drivers? And the people were yelling, you're talking about killing people just to promote your political agenda? No, not just our political agenda, the correct political agenda. You know, they're totally dismissing all of the lines of reasoning. Well, maybe you feel slavery is unjust. No, not we. They totally dismiss all of the arguments in favor of it because they are on the side that is wrong, the side that is not supported by good, sound, logical reasoning. So when they are confronted with good, sound, logical reasoning, or any demands, or they always just slap a possessive adjective on it as if that's a way of discrediting what somebody's saying or doing.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know. Any comments on that, Conan?
It was hard to follow. There's a lot of ideas out there. I think that as far as immoral ideas that are floating around there, for example, right now, my big argument here in the area and in the country is taxation. Taxation, in my opinion, is immoral.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking money from me, and, you know, I believe that it makes us all slaves to ourselves. I guess there is some.
Slaves to yourselves? What do you mean?
Well, we are voting for more things.
Not me.
You know? Well, I don't, of course, but the people, my neighbors, they use government and politics as justification to get more things.
Do they, though?
From ourselves.
It seems like most of our neighbors don't bother to vote. I mean, I was out in front of the rec center today here in Keene, and it's interesting there because you've got parents who are coming to pick their kids up from the rec center, and I'm out there and doing exit polling, asking people if they got time to take a one question exit poll, and there's a lot of people who are like, "Yeah, I didn't vote."
Yeah, it takes less than 5 minutes.
They were there.
They would pick their kids up and they would just drive off.
Now, to be fair, some of them vote in other locations, but nonetheless, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Lyanna, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Lyanna's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.